Israel is closing its Philadelphia consulate and four others around the world to save money. Details from WHYY's Katie Colinari.
The Israeli consulate in Philadelphia almost closed its doors 3 years ago, but former Mayor Michael Nutter and Jewish community groups campaigned to save it. This time, it appears the decision is final, says David Alon, president of the Philadelphia Israel Chamber of Commerce. Alon says he understands the economic pressures, but regrets the connections that'll be lost between the consul general and his staff and influential people in the region.
They get to know lay leaders, business leaders, politicians, anywhere from Wilmington to Harrisburg to Philadelphia, the mayor's office, and they really develop an ongoing strong relationship.
For Israeli citizens like David Ben-Yaakov, closing the local consulate will mean a lot more hassle when it comes time to renew their passports, which has to be done in person. Ben-Yaakov says that already involves two trips to Center City.
If I had to go to Washington, D.C. or even New York City to do that, you can imagine just for that simple act of renewing the passport, I would have to go there twice, and it makes the process extremely cumbersome.
He says he'll also miss having a local political tie to his home country. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.
And in case you were wondering, the David Ben-Yaakov in that story is father of Newsworks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yaakov.